Good evening and welcome. This is the Winona Municipal Band. We're going to open this concert with a march by George Huffing entitled Them Basses. In this case, the basses refer to everyone playing the bass line, so that would include bassoons and bass clarinets and trombones and euphoniums and tubas, the basses. And this is this march has often jokingly been said to be the answer to that question that comes up for every kid who plays a band instrument: why do I have to learn scales? We go now to the music of Johann Sebastian Bach, If Thou Be Near. A very good friend of ours called me one evening recently and said, did you know that as a matter of fact, even though most of Bach's music obviously was not written for a wind band, did you know that Bach didn't have any kind of problem at all with whatever instrument or set of instruments played his music? He did not write specifically, in many cases, for particular instruments. In some cases he did, obviously, for the organ. But that's kind of nice to know that it is appropriate that we play the music of Johann Sebastian Bach, If Thou Be Near.
Thank you.
Our next piece is a bit contemporary. It was written by a man by the name of Norman Delajoyo, who actually is the descendant of three generations of Italian organists. This piece, Aria and Roulade, was copyrighted in 1984 and printed in 1988. So you see it's relatively new. Aria is obvious, a slow movement. The roulade is a second movement. And roulade in this case has a definition that comes from singing a run of short notes on one syllable. It's in 3/4 time, but actually in one, but you'll hear this run of individual notes. I hope you enjoy Aria and Roulade, Norman Delajoyo.
Thank you.
Now, some of you may remember that there was quite a popular set of rags made for trombone rags with glissandos in them, or glissandi, I guess would be proper. And the most famous of those is one called Laz's trombone. And over the years, and since I'm getting old, I've really tired of Laz's trombone. And I always thought there was another one in that set of 12 that I actually liked a lot better. And the name of that one was Sally Trombone. So tonight we're going to feature our trombone section on Sally Trombone, the Lindner edition. Thank you very much. Our next piece is a Monmouth Overture. I'm going to read you a little bit of the program note. In 2007, a man by the name of Philip Spark was appointed composer in residence to the Monmouth School, which is situated on the Welsh-English border. The school, which has a venerable history dating back to 1614, has a thriving music department which boasts two concert bands in cooperation with the nearby Haberdashers Monmouth School for Girls and a brass band. Monmouth Overture was composed for the Haberdashers Symphonic Winds, the senior concert band. Monmouth Overture by Philip Spark.
Thank you.
and usually in our concerts, a little bit of Latin, Latinette. We are next going to play for you John Philip Sousa's The Fairest of the Fair, dating from 1908. For some reason, a long time ago, I wrote a little program note on this score, which is badly beaten, but it'll last a number of years more. And this one, this little thing, says that Sousa had a number of favorite sayings. Among them, he said, "A horse, a dog, a gun, a girl, and music on the side. That's my idea of heaven."
Thank you.
Next, going to bring you a piece entitled Broadway Journey, 25 Years of Golden Classics. And we start with Anything Goes, premiering in November of 1934. And then we go to Porgy and Bess, which opened on Broadway in 1935, which was a combination of George Gershwin's classical, jazz, and popular music. And from that, It Ain't Necessarily So. Then it's DeLovely from Anything Goes and Red Hot and Blue. Then in 1937, the musical Babes in Arms had a song that is a romantic song for all ages, My Funny Valentine. And then, of course, Oklahoma in 1943, paying tribute to the men and women who opened the West. And then from Finian's Rainbow, How Are Things in Glaucomora, 1947. And then 1948, Kiss Me Kate, another opening, another show. And this was the play of the musical, of course, that had the play inside of a play because it was a look at the actors who you may remember were rehearsing The Taming of the Shrew, the Shakespeare. And then Ezio Pinza singing Some Enchanted Evening in South Pacific. And then Getting to Know You from The King and I, Yul Brynner, 1951. Kismet brought us Stranger in Paradise with those themes borrowed from the classical music of Alexander Borodin. My Fair Lady brought us On the Street Where You Live and opened in 1956. And then Gypsy in 1959, and that sort of marked the beginning of Broadway having come of age. And the classic song from Gypsy is Let Us Entertain You. So, Broadway Journey, 25 years.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We hope you'll come back next week.
Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.